Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngombulo mhla ka 17 Ngcwabakazi 2020 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, asebefunyanwe bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezinhlanu, 5261. Kuthi emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezedlula amashumi amabili, 21.7 million.
Udaba lweZimbabwe alukaze lube ludaba olusukunyelwayo, selokho nje kwathi nhlo. Umuntu oke wangathi uyakhuluma ngalo kuqala kwakungu Ian Khamose Botswana.
Umhlangano wenkokheli yomanyano weSADC Ordinary Summit of Heads and Government uqale lamhla uqhutshwa ebulenjini beinternet. Umhlangano omqoka webandla lamademocrats lakwelemelika owe Democratic Party Convention uqala lamhlanje ntambama. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizwa kulomsakazo. Kufe abantu ababili izolo ngenxa ye COVID-19 eZimbabwe, okukhubule inani lasebebulewe igciwane leli kwaba likhulu lamashumi edlula amathathu, 132. Kuthi asebefunyanwe bele gciwane leli elizweni sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezinhlanu, 5261, kwasinda inkulungwane ezedlula ezimbili, 2092. Emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika asebebanjwe bele gciwane leli besedlula isigidi, 1.1 million labulala inkulungwane phose ezingamashumi amabili lane, 25,618, kubika abenhlanganiso ye-African Union. Abekolitshini le-John Hopkins University yakwelemelika bona bathi emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezedlula amashumi amabili, 21.7 million, abafunyenwe bele COVID-19 yabulala inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ezedlula eziyisikhombisa, 775,989. Umhlangano wenkokheli yomanyano weSADC Ordinary Summit of Heads and Government uqale lamhla uqhutshwa ebulenjini beinternet ukhokhelwa ngumongameli Philip Nyusi wele Mozambique osethethe lesi sikhundla ebesiphethwe ngumongameli John Magufuli wele Tanzania. Lanxa bebekhona akade bekhangelele ukubana lomhlangano uzaphatha udaba lweZimbabwe, alukho kuluhlu lwenkulumo ezizahlaziywa. Udaba olumqoka kulomhlangano ngolwabahlamuki bohlobo lwesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo ababikwa sebehluthune elinye idolobho kwele Mozambique kulokwesabela ukubana abahlamuki laba bengasabalala emhlubelweni wonke wangezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika. Umongameli Nyusi ubikwa esicele eleZimbabwe elake lancedisa empini labahlamuki beRenamo ukubana lithumele njalo ibutho. Kodwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena ubikwa isithi ufuna kuthunyelwe ibutho elivela kumanyano weSADC, hatshi kwele Zimbabwe kuphela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, uMnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Okwenza ukuthi udaba lweZimbabwe kungakhulunywa ngalo emhlanganweni weSADC, yingoba uma sibuyele emuva, udaba lweZimbabwe alukaze lube ludaba olusukunyelwayo, selokho nje kwathi nhlo. Umuntu oke wangathi uyakhuluma ngalo kuqala kwakungu Ian Khamose Botswana, kodwa naye engatholi isapoti eyeneleyo kwabanye abaholi beSADC. Kuze kuzofika manje siyabona nokuthi uCyril Ramaphosa uthumele ithimba eZimbabwe ngoba kade sokukhona ingcindezi enkulu kakhulu akade isibekwe phezu kwakhe zinhlangano ezihlukahlukene ezamalungelo abantu la eSouth Africa nakhona futhi eZimbabwe kade kulesikhalo esikhulu kakhulu. Ukutshengisela ukuthi ke uma sikubuka lokho kukhona okungabe kuyikuthi amazwe awaliboni njengodaba oluluhlupho kuSADC, oluluhlupho kubantu baseZimbabwe, ngoba beyicabangela nabo ukuqhubeka emazweni abo. Uma siwabuka nje amazwe wonke weSADC, awekho mahle kakhulu endabeni yamalungelo abantu.
Njengoba sokungena umongameli omutsha ukukhokhela iSADC, ubona njani lokho?
Umongameli lona ongenayo asilibekeni kakhulu ithemba kuye, ngoba sibonile laphana uma uhulumeni wezano PF kade evimba ukuthi i demonstration ukubhikisha lokho akade kuhlelelwe umhla ka 31 kuJulayi ukuthi kungenzeki. Nguyena umholi weSADC ophawulileyo ophumele shashalazi wafaka ilizwe lakhe esimeni lapho ubudlelwana balo nezwe laseZimbabwe kungaba sengcupheni, kodwa ukhulumile ekugxeka ukuthi why abantu benqatshelwa ukuthi bebhikishe, ngoba lokho kuyingxenye phela yentando yeningi.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo yingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Inkokeli yabenkonzo yeRoma ibika ukubona lokhu imelele impendulo evela kumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa encwadini eyalotshelwa uhulumende isithi njalo ayamukeli impendulo kampathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko unkosikazi Monica Mtshangwa. Amabhishopu ayisikhombisa ale inkonzo alobe incwadi i-pastoral letter beveza ukubana kabajabuliswa ngumumo oselizweni ukwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu, ukungamanga kuhle kwezomnotho welizwe kanye lokuhlukunyezwa kwalabo abalemibono ehlukile kulekahulumende. Amabhishopu la ngathi ofather Robert Ndlovu oyarare, Alex Thomas wakobulawayo, Paul Horan wasemtare, Michael Basera wasemashingo, Albert Serrano wasewange, Rudolf Nyandoro owegogwe, lo Raymond Mumpandasekwa owechinoyi. Kule incwadi basekele umbono wabo ngamazwi akhulunywa ngumuyi uJohn Lewis waseMelika owayelwela ilungelo loluntu, owathi kuseseluhambo olukhulu lokuthi zifezeke izifiso zalabo abasungula umzabalazo wokuthi abensundu bathole inkululeko epheleleyo, besithi the march is still on.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Isicelo sokuba umkhokheli webandla leTransform Zimbabwe umnumzana Jacob Ngari Vume aphiwe imvumo yokuhlawula isibambiso sebail sesikhangelele ukwethulwa ngolwesihlanu. Uhulumende uyala kubala uNgari Vume aphiwe leyo mvumo esithi ulakho ukukhipha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni, njengoba sekuleqembu elizibiza ngokuthi July 31st Movement elilakho ukumsekela kulokhu. Umlondolozi Ndlovu weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
Umantshi uTrinos Utahwashe utshele igqwetha likaNgari Vume ukuba kunengi osekuguqukile lokho umkhokheli uTransform Zimbabwe wavalelwayo, esithi uzahlala phansi abhekisise ukuba amnike ibheyili ngolwesihlanu loba hatshi. Igqwetha likaNgari Vume umnumzana Moses Nkomo utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba uthole nzima ejele lapho avalelwe khona ngoba engavunyelwa ukuba izihlobo labangane bezembona.
Sesibe lodubo ukuba balalele lokhu okuthiwe lidale. Walelwe ukuba vakatshelwe, bamalele ukuba simphathele ukudla, bathi ukudla kuthengwe ku-internet. Kuyadula lokhu ngoba abanye bathi $20 ukuba bathwale ukudla kwakhe.
Kubeke ichasisa ngesimo sikaNgari Vume esithi baza kuya edale laphezulu nxa abemajele bengayala bemthwalise kanzima yena engelacala.
So we are checking action to rectify the situation.
Siyazama ukuba silungisise udubo lolu ikakhulu ukuba athole ukudla lokuba abantu abafuna ukuyamvakatshela bavunyelwe eChikurubi.
Umchuchisi umnumzana Mike Oreza uthi ungarivume kumele ancitshwe imvumo yokuhlawula ibheyili ngoba sekuleqembu leJuly 31 movement lona elikhankasela ukuba uZulu weZimbabwe eqhubeke etshengisela okuyinkuthazo eyasungulwa nguye. Ureza uthi umongameli Mnangagwa ulokhu esesikhundleni sakhe esithi kungaba ingozi nxa ungarivume ngakhululwa acine esefeza injongo yakhe yokumkhupha okungekho emthethweni. Ungarivume kanye lentatheli izindaba uHopo Chingono sebefikisa amaviki amathathu bevalelwe besethiswa icala lokufuna kugenqula uhulumende ngokukhuthaza uZulu ukuba angene ezitaladeni atshengisele okwakuhlelwe ukwenziwa mhla ka 31 Ntulikazi kodwa akusaphumelelanga ngoba uhulumende wabopha lokuhlukumeza labo ababelungisela ukutshengisela lokhu. Kusasa uHopo Chingono uzakupha ubufakazi ecaleni lesicelo sikahulumende sokuvimba ukuba amele ligqwetha unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa esithi wephula iziqondiso zedale ngokubhala okwenzakala enkundleni yokuxhumana ebulenjini eFacebook ekhasini lakhe. Lokhu uyakulandula umthethwa esithi kasilo lakhe lelo khasi lavulwa ngulowo oqondisa ifilimu yempilo yakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umhlangano omqoka webandla lamademocrats lakwelemelika owe Democratic Party Convention uqala lamhla ntambama. Lomhlangano bumele wenzelwe edolobheni leMilwaukee kodwa ngenxa yegciwane leCoronavirus iningi leziphathamandla zebandla leli ziza kwethula imibiko yazo ebulenjini beintanethi. Lomhlangano ukhangelelwe ukuphawulwa ngokusemthethweni ukhetha kukamnumzana John Biden ukubana abe nguye ozamela ibandla leli kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe ngolwezi lonyaka. UBiden ukhethe onsundu unkosikazi Kamala Harris ukubana abe ngumsekeli wakhe. Namhlanje iziphathamandla ezikhangelelwe ukukhuluma zibalisa unkosikazi Michelle Obama, umkakhe kamnumzana Barack Obama owayengumongameli welemelika, lo mnumzana Bernie Sanders laye oke wancintisa kumela leli bandla kukhetho lukamongameli kabili. Lo mhlangano ugqitshwa ngolesine. Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela umonakalo osudalwe ukuqhamuka kwe-COVID-19 eZimbabwe, ikakhulu ukuqansa kwenani lasebebanjwa beligciwane leli elizweni. Ikansile yakobulawayo isimise uhlelo lokunikeza abantu amanzi kanye ngeviki besithi amanzi asesilela kakhulu njalo sebezanikeza uZulu onatha ayemagwegwele criterion amanzi nxa ikhona. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukungani kuhle kwezulu lokuguga kwempompi zamanzi, ukudubuka lokutshontshwa kwentambo zikagetsi kubikwa sokubangela ngamandla ohlupho lwamanzi kobulawayo. Iziphala zamanzi edolobheni leli ezisemagwegwele criterion zibikwa sezehle kakhulu ngenxa yomsebenzi obusenziwa ukulungisiswa intambo zikagetsi ezatshontshwayo. Ngenxa yalokho amalokishi amaningi kobulawayo awalamanzi njalo ikhansili ithi ayisenelisi ukuqhubeka ngohlelo lokunikeza abantu amanzi kanye ngeviki. Isikhulumi sekhansili yakobulawayo unkosikazi Nesisa Mpofu ulandisa ngemizamo yabo yokulungisisa ukuthi uZulu athole amanzi.
Ngeviki kumbe singathi 1 day out of 7, i-1 day le i-divide kabili ama 12 hours 12 hours, kodwa kwakathesi kuqala from impela viki sibe lesiphazamiso uletha amanzi ezindlini ngoba okwakuqala mhla ka 31 July siyakhumbula abaningi bengakhumbula idolobho laba le-interruption futhi kwakwenziwa ukuthi kulabantu abatshontshayo intambo zegates esingathi 2 kilometers of electrical cables atshontshwayo. Kwa-affecta kakhulu lokhu ukupompa kwamanzi edolobheni. Sathi sesilungisile ikhampani esincedisayo i-partner isiqedile ukulungisa, saba le-challenge futhi lapho saba lama leaks kumbe ukudubuka kwamanzi along iNyamandlovu line ipipeline mhla ka 6 August saphinda njalo futhi evike phelileyo mhla ka 13 August kwaba le electrical fault on pipeline lapha esibomba khona amanzi sivela eNyamandlovu. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi amanzi ade ngena kuma reservoirs ebemalutshwana ngoba wonke lokho esikhulumileyo uaffecte kakhulu ipumping. Uma sikhuluma namuhla idolobho selisuspendile iwater shedding 144 hours for almost 2 weeks. Lokhu yikunikeza isikhathi ukuthi sirecover.
Unkosikazi Nomsa Ndlovu isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uthi sebehlalela evalweni lwengozi yokuqhamuka kwemikhuhlane.
Umumo wokuswelakala kwamanzi yawubona sikhangele, kodwa sisuke sibe lokwesaba ukuthi kungasuke kuqhamuke imikhuhlane abantu bagule ngoba bengawajayelanga amanzi ezikotshweni. Esikufisayo ukuthi indawo zonke atholakale amanzi duze labantu bengahlali amalanga amaningi bengela manzi ngoba yonke into inhle ngokuthi kulamanzi.
Unkosazana Siphiwe Nyoni uthi sebesesabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 ngoba sekunzima ukuthi behlale begeza izandla.
Nxa kungela manzi so sesisesaba, sibesayesaba i-corona, kathe sesayesaba izifo ezibuya lamanzi ezizokuswela kwamanzi. Ukholera, odiarrhea ngoba kumele sihlalahlale sigeza izandla. So nxa ungasela manzi sokuyi-challenge, le-social distancing yabe isinzima ngoba kuyabe beseminyane ezibhoraneni sidinga amanzi.
Umnumzana Mkhokheli Ndlovu osakhulayo uthi ngabe abantu batshelwe kulesikhathi bahlala belungiselele.
Amanzi yimpilo, umuntu kaphile nxa engenamanzi. Kathesi sibhekane lemkhuhlane we-COVID lo. Ongubone kusenzakala lapha emgodini emalayini namanzi lapha akulunganga. Sesikhangela ukuthi izamemetheka ngamandla e-COVID. Siyazwisisa ukuthi kungabe kulama problems, ama technical problems, kodwa lokho kwenzakalayo kuzadala ubunzima. Zadala ubunzima sibili, abantu bazathelana kakhulu i-COVID xa sebetshona belayinela amanzi imini yonke ngoba abantu bebengakulindelanga lokhu. At least ngabe babatshelile abantu, babisa amanzi abantu bakhelela, bahlale bekwazi ukuthi amanzi azahamba kwesikhathi eside abantu bakhelela.
Ikhansili yakobulawayo ithola amanzi emadamu ayisithupha angaphandle kwedolobho, njalo amanye amadamu lawa awasela manzi ngenxa yokungani kwezulu ngendlela efaneleyo okweminyaka emithathu ilandelana. Uhulumende walaya umansipala wakobulawayo ukuthi adinge ezinye indlela zokuthola amanzi. Ikhansili yona ithi ngaphandle kwamanzi avela emigodini yaseNyamandlovu aquifer ilakho ukuthola amanzi avela edamu leKami. Ithi njalo kudingakala izigidi eziyisichiyagalombili zamadola eMelika, i-$77 million, ukuthi kulungisiswe uhlupho lwamanzi kuleli dolobho. Kodwa ugatsha lwentuthuko yezabelo luthi kudingakala izigidi eziyisichiyagalombili zamadola eMelika kuphela, i-$8 million. Ikhansile yachazisela ikomiti eyathunywa phambilini ukuthi imali ekhulunywa nguhulumende ngeyokulungisisa uhlupho okwesikhathi esifitshane, kodwa ukuthi uhlupho luqedwe kufuneka imali eningi. Idamu leGwayishangani lilakho ukunceda ukuqeda uhlupho lwamanzi, kodwa lukhatshana ukuphela ukwakhiwa ngoba uhulumende ekhala ngemali. Ngimele Studio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930 7270, la ku 9885 kHz ku short wave. Ekuseni kusukusela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 7 kusiya ngo 9 PM, sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku 4930 6040, la ku 15460 kHz ku short wave.
Siveza injabulo enkulu izizalwane zeZimbabwe kule South Africa njengoba uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa eyazise ukuba nako kusukela kusasa phose zonke indawo abasebenza kuzo zizoqala ukusebenza ngokugcweleyo. uBenedict Nhlapo usepha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Isimemezelo sikamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa lesi siza ngesikhathi lapho iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe bese bephelelwe lithemba ngokuvalwa kwamankampani abo kwazise labe bevulile bebesebenza amalanga amalutshwana.
The move to level 2
phansi kwesigaba sesibili selockdown sizakhupha phose yonke imigoqo ebisenqabela ukusebenza kuhle kwamabhizinisi
across most industries.
Kusukela kusasa abasebenza emahoteleni lezinye indawo zokuthekelela ezifana lemakhunjini olwandle ezenyamazana zendle lezinye zizabe sezivuliwe. Amalungu ezimuli lawo asezavunyelwa ukwethekelelana. Labo ke abathanda amanzi amponjwana labo sekelede balola imithamo njengoba amabhawa lazo zonke indawo ezithengisa utshwala logwayi zizavula kusasa. Indawo zokudlela ezisebenza abeZimbabwe abaningi ebezidonsa nzima ngokwenqatshelwa ukuthengisa utshwala lazo ukhangelela ukuthi ziqale ugcwala. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Dumiso Gama uthi lokhu kuzakwenza labo asebehleli babuyele emsebenzini.
Siyabonga kakhulu kodwa ngoba nakhona abafowethu nabodade besikulanje ezindlini la. Njalo abanye imisebenzi iphelile. Siyazibongela kupresident wethu, bonge kakhulu nabo onensi labo dokotela abasebenze kangaka bazikhandla abantu, siyabonga kakhulu.
Umnumzana Nkosilathi Ncube yena uthi vele kweminengi imizi yabeZimbabwe laba umangoye ubesebhazalele eziko.
Ukuvulwa kwalezi zindawo kuzoyenceda abantu bakithi kakhulu abeZimbabwe abasebenza kulezo ndawo zotshwala, ama-restaurants, ngoba abasebelahlekelwe imisebenzi abantu. Bese kusithi futhi ngelinyiso kungenzeka-ke iqhubeke ikhuphuka ithathe abantu njengoba bona abantu bakithi beyibo abazosebenza kulezi ndawo ma kuthi bebuyele.
Omunye njalo weZimbabwe umnumzana Wisdom Kwananzi laye uyabonga kodwa esithi kulezifundo eziningi abazifundiswe i-coronavirus.
Thina nje singakulwela ukuthi ngasenalesi sikhathi esifitshane esisiphiwe ngumnumzana uRamaphosa okuthi athi sisebenze kokho sinesi sikhathi esifitshane. Asisebenzeni sisazi ukuthi kukhona okusilindeleyo ngale kwelakithi. Asisebenzeni silungisa ilizwe lakithi ngakhona lokho okufitshane sikunikezweyo thina sibe silungisa okwakithi ukwenzela ukuthi lathi sisuke siyesebenza kwelakithi, hayi kwelokho sisebenza emalayinini.
Njengoba kuvulwa kwenhlelo zamabhizimusi lenhlalo kaZulu lokhu kusenzeka ngesikhathi asebehlaselwe ligciwane le-coronavirus kwele South Africa sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisithupha close to 600,000, asebefile sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezilitshumi lambili close to 12,000. Bonke abeZimbabwe laba bathi balokho esabela ukuthi ababuyela emsebenzini laba basengozini yokuhlaselwa ileli gciwane. Kodwa ke uhulumende uthi ukugqoka kwamamas, ukugcoba ama-sanitizer nokunqabela ukusondelelana kuzaqhubeka kusenziwa ukuze abantu bangathelelani leli gciwane. Omahamba ebusuku sebexwayiswe ukuthi bengatholakala bephandle ngemva kwehola letshumi ntambama bazayifundi valiwe. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapo. Kwezemidlalo liqhubekeli lokhu lihlezi phezwe ngalani yemihlomelo iqembu leKaizer Chiefs la kwele South Africa ngemva kwemidlalo yangempela sonto esigaba seABSA Premier Soccer League. Intethele izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu leKaizer Chiefs litshengise ukuba lizimisele ngempela ukuphakamisa isicoco seligi lonyaka ngokunqoba elikwenzele ePolokwane City ngomgqibelo. Amakhosi ahluthunile abafana bePolokwane imihlomelo kabuhlungu ngemva kokuba yenelise ukuhlohla kathathu sekusele imizuzu elitshumi lane ukuba umdlalo ufike emaphethelweni. Lo mdlalo uphele iqembu leChiefs lile 3 kuthi elePolokwane lile 2, njalo limpumela ichiya amakhosi elemihlomelo engamathumi amahlanu lambili. Ukuthi iqembu elihlezi endaweni yesibili leMamelodi Sundowns lile mihlomelo engamathumi amane lesithupha. Endaweni yesithathu kuhlezi iqembu le-Orlando Pirates lona lile mihlomelo ngamashumi amane lambili. Kodwa umlandeli walo uBongani Zoza uthi amathuba alo ukuphakamisa isicoco asenciphe kakhulu.
Mina noma ngingumlandeli weqembu le-Orlando Pirates ngicabanga ukuthi ngeke sayiwina inkomisho ngoba sesadlala imidlalo engaphezu kweyamaqembu yeKaizer Chiefs neSundowns kodwa angaphezu kwethu ngiyamklamela. Futhi ngisho ngoba ngibheka indlela amaqembu ayedlala ngayo kungakavalwa yonke into ngenxa ye-COVID-19.
Iqembu le-Orlando Pirates selidlale imidlalo engamashumi amabili lanhlanu, okutsho ukuba selisalelwe imidlalo emihlanu, kuthi iqembu le-Mamelodi Sundowns lona lingqikelana lele-Cape Town City FC emdlalweni walo wamashumi amabili lane khathesi ntambama. Ngemva kwalo umdlalo, iqembu le-Sundowns liyabe selidlale imidlalo elingene laleyo esidlalwe iqembu le-Chiefs. Lawa maqembu azadibana mhla zingamashumi amabili lesikhombisa kuyona le inyanga kaNcwabakazi emdlalweni olakho okutshengisa ukuba isicoco singaphakanyiswa yiliphi iqembu. Iqembu le-Kaizer Chiefs lilabadlali abayizizalwane zelizwe leZimbabwe ababalisa uKhama Billiard kanye lo-Willard Khathande. Kolunye udaba olumayelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu le-Inter Milan lizadibana lele-Shakhtar Donetsk kusemifinali yesibili kumncintiswano we-Europa League namhla ebusuku. Iqembu elizanqoba lizahlangana leqembu le-Sevilla lona elinqobe le-Manchester United nge-2-1 ngensonto ntambama kusemifinali yakuqala. Imele Studio 7 ngobulawayo inguJoseph Njanji.
Hello.
Yeah, what do
I say? How can I help you?
Ehlukani isihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Asebefunyanwe bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezinhlanu 5261, kuthi emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezedlula amashumi amabili 21.7 million. Umhlangano wenkokheli yomanyano we-SADC Ordinary Summit of Heads and Government uqale lamhlanje uqhutshelwa ebulenjini be-intanethi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo uPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.